Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a sport you've watched and want to try. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'm here to guide you through one of the common topics in IELTS Speaking Part 2, describing a sport you've only watched but would like to try. This topic tests your ability to articulate your thoughts about a specific sport, your reasons for wanting to try it, and your ability to describe it in detail. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus today will be on Part 2, but we'll also cover related questions for Parts 1 and 3. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner might ask you general questions about sports. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you like watching sports? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I enjoy watching sports, especially football and basketball. I find them exciting and entertaining. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about watching various sports, particularly football and basketball. I find the athleticism and strategy involved in these games truly captivating. It's not just entertainment for me, it's also a way to appreciate human potential and teamwork. Sample question 2. What's the most popular sport in your country? Band 6-7 answer. In my country, football is undoubtedly the most popular sport. People of all ages love to play and watch it. Band 8-9 answer. Without a doubt, football reigns supreme in my country. It's more than just a sport. It's a national obsession. You'll find people from all walks of life, young and old alike, either playing in local leagues or passionately supporting their favorite teams. The enthusiasm for football is so pervasive that it often dominates social conversations and media coverage. Part 2, individual long turn. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might receive. Describe a sport that you have only watched but would like to try yourself. You should say what the sport is, where and when you watched it, why you would like to try it, and explain why you haven't tried it yet. Sample answer. Band 8-9. The sport I'd like to describe is rock climbing. I've been fascinated by it ever since I stumbled upon a documentary about professional climbers tackling El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. This was about 2 years ago, during the pandemic lockdown, when I was voraciously consuming all sorts of content on streaming platforms. Rock climbing captivated my imagination for several reasons. Firstly, the sheer physical challenge it presents is awe-inspiring. The way climbers navigate vertical surfaces using nothing but their strength, flexibility, and problem-solving skills is truly remarkable. Secondly, the mental fortitude required is equally impressive. Climbers must maintain focus and composure in potentially dangerous situations, which I find both daunting and admirable. I'm particularly drawn to trying rock climbing because it seems to offer a unique combination of physical exercise, mental challenge, and connection with nature. Unlike many sports that take place in artificial environments, rock climbing allows you to immerse yourself in stunning natural settings. The idea of pushing my limits both physically and mentally while enjoying breathtaking views is incredibly appealing to me. Despite my enthusiasm, I haven't tried rock climbing yet for a few reasons. Primarily, it's due to a lack of accessible facilities in my area. The nearest climbing gym is quite far from where I live, making it inconvenient to start as a beginner. Additionally, I've been a bit apprehensive about the safety aspects, especially as someone who's never done any similar activities before. However, I'm determined to overcome these obstacles and give it a try soon, as I believe the experience would be both exhilarating and rewarding. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think rock climbing is a dangerous sport? What qualities do you think make a good rock climber? Sample answers, Band 8-9. While rock climbing certainly involves inherent risks, I wouldn't categorize it as inherently dangerous if proper precautions are taken. Like many extreme sports, the level of danger can be significantly mitigated through proper training, using quality equipment, and following established safety protocols. That being said, it does require a high level of respect for the environment and one's own limitations. climbers need to be constantly aware of their surroundings, nat, weather conditions, and their own physical and mental state. In controlled environments like indoor climbing gyms, the risks are even further reduced. Ultimately, I believe the perceived danger of rock climbing is often exaggerated, and with the right approach, it can be a challenging yet safe activity. I believe several qualities contribute to making an excellent rock climber. Firstly, physical attributes such as strength, flexibility, and endurance are crucial. However, equally important are mental qualities like problem-solving skills, focus, and emotional resilience. A good climber needs to be able to read the rock face, planning their route and anticipating challenges. They must also have the mental fortitude to persevere in physically and emotionally demanding situations. Patience and the ability to stay calm under pressure are vital, as climbers often face moments of uncertainty or fear. Additionally, I think a deep respect for nature and a strong sense of environmental responsibility are important qualities, as climbers interact directly with often fragile ecosystems. Lastly, good climbers typically possess a growth mindset, always seeking to learn and improve their skills. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. Do you think extreme sports like rock climbing should be encouraged among young people? Band 8-9 answer. This is a nuanced issue that requires careful consideration. On one hand, extreme sports like rock climbing can offer numerous benefits to young people. They promote physical fitness, build self-confidence, teach valuable skills like risk assessment and decision-making, and foster a deep appreciation for nature. These sports can also be an outlet for thrill-seeking tendencies in a controlled environment, potentially steering youth away from more destructive behaviors. However, we can't ignore the potential risks involved. Young people may not always have the maturity to fully comprehend the dangers or the discipline to consistently follow safety protocols. There's also the concern of peer pressure, potentially pushing individuals beyond their comfort zones in unsafe ways. Ultimately, I believe that with proper education, supervision, and safety measures, extreme sports can be a positive influence on young people. The key is to strike a balance between encouraging adventure and ensuring safety. This could involve introducing these sports gradually, starting with indoor climbing gyms before moving to outdoor settings, and emphasizing the importance of proper training and equipment. It's also crucial to foster a culture that values safety and responsible risk-taking over reckless behavior. Moreover, participating in such sports can teach young people valuable life lessons about perseverance, setting goals, and overcoming fears. These are skills that can translate into many other areas of life, potentially contributing to their overall personal development and resilience. Question 2. How do you think the popularity of extreme sports affects traditional sports? Band 8-9. Answer. The rise in popularity of extreme sports has undoubtedly had a significant impact on the sporting landscape, including traditional sports. This influence manifests in several ways. Firstly, extreme sports have expanded the definition of what constitutes a sport. They've challenged the conventional notions of competition and athletic achievement, often emphasizing personal growth and conquering natural obstacles over direct competition with others. This shift has led to a broader appreciation of diverse forms of physical prowess and skill. Secondly, extreme sports have influenced the marketing and presentation of traditional sports. Many conventional sports have adopted elements of the extreme aesthetic in their branding and event production to appeal to younger audiences. For instance, we've seen the introduction of shorter, more intense formats in cricket and tennis, partly inspired by the fast-paced nature of extreme sports. Moreover, the popularity of extreme sports has pushed traditional sports to innovate. Many have introduced new disciplines or modified existing ones to incorporate more spectacular or risky elements. The inclusion of sports like BMX freestyle and sport climbing in the Olympics is a testament to this trend. However, it's worth noting that this shift hasn't necessarily come at the expense of traditional sports. Rather, it has expanded the overall sports market, attracting new participants and spectators who might not have been interested in conventional sports. This diversification can be seen as a positive development, offering more choices and potentially increasing overall engagement in physical activities. That said, traditional sports federations and organizers have had to adapt to maintain their relevance and appeal, especially among younger demographics. This has led to increased investment in digital platforms, Crosslex interactive experiences, and efforts to make traditional sports more accessible and exciting to watch. In conclusion, while the popularity of extreme sports has certainly challenged the status quo, it has also invigorated the sports world as a whole, pushing for innovation and broadening our understanding of athleticism and competition. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Captivate, verb, kept. To hold the attention of someone by being extremely interesting, exciting, pleasant, or attractive. Example, the grace and skill of the gymnasts captivated the audience. Voraciously, in a way that wants or devours great quantities of food or is very eager for something. Example, I voraciously consumed books on mountaineering to prepare for my climb. Sheer adjective, share, used to emphasize how very great, important, or powerful a quality or feeling is. Nothing except, only. Example, the sheer beauty of the landscape took my breath away. Mental fortitude, noun phrase, pod, strength of mind that enables a person to encounter danger or bear pain or adversity with courage. Example, successful athletes often credit their mental fortitude for helping them overcome challenges. Immerse oneself in phrasal verb, mos, selm, to become completely involved in something. Example, I love to immerse myself in nature when I go hiking. Push one's limits, idiom, to test the extent of one's abilities. Example, extreme sports enthusiasts often seek to push their limits and discover what they're capable of. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a sport you've watched and want to try, consider the following tips. Be descriptive. Use vivid language to paint a picture of the sport in the examiner's mind. Describe not just what you see, but also the emotions and atmosphere associated with it. Structure your answer. For the long term, organize your thoughts logically. Start with an introduction, then address each bullet point, and conclude with a summary or personal reflection. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally. This demonstrates language proficiency and can boost your score. Show enthusiasm. Your tone and manner of speaking can convey your interest in the topic. This engagement can positively influence the examiner's perception. Provide reasons and examples. Always support your statements with reasons or examples. This shows depth of thought and ability to elaborate. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses. Regular practice speaking on various topics can help improve your fluency. Be prepared for follow-up questions. After your long turn, be ready to discuss related topics in more depth. This tests your ability to think on your feet and engage in a natural conversation. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about perfect grammar or extensive vocabulary, but about communicating effectively and confidently. Regular practice and exposure to English in various contexts will help you achieve this goal. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.